Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've experienced a creation that has been skewed and changed by death. We see animals afraid of other animals, and animals afraid of us, and us afraid of animals, and men afraid of other men, and men afraid of machines, and all kinds. But that was not so from the beginning. It was not a part of God's original creation. Adam and Eve were not afraid of a lion. They named him. They weren't afraid of tigers. They weren't afraid of elephants. They weren't afraid of it. There was nothing to be afraid of. And the animals weren't afraid of them. And the animals weren't afraid of each other. All this fear that is in the earth was never God's plan. You don't see it, any reference to it, any indication of it, until Adam and Eve sinned and fell. Now look in Genesis 3, please. The serpent was very crafty, deceptive. He appealed to them and tempted them concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they listened, and they yielded, and they ate. Verse 7. Genesis 3:7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God, the sound of the Lord God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Or the margin says, in the wind. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now, had they done this before? Was any indication that they had ever hid themselves from God when he came? No. This is markedly different. You see it as we go on. Something is totally, radically different. Now, let's stop right here. What's different? Why is anything different? They sinned, right? They sinned. That's what's different. What changed from the day before? And the Lord God called to Adam. And he said to him, "Where are you?" I think sometimes we just read over these things and we don't really see what's going on. But does the Lord not know where he is? Huh? What's he saying though? Why aren't you here like always? Right? Y'all are always here. We do this all the time. Where are you? In other words, what are you doing? And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was what?"
Afraid.
Oh my. I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. That's not the whole story. Is he afraid because he's naked? That's not the whole story. Why is he afraid? He's afraid because he sinned. Right? And the Lord told them that if they would eat that, what would happen to them? They'd die. Now that sounds like scripture in the New Testament. The wages of sin is what? Death. Or another translation said, the pay. The pay for sin is death. But he goes on to talk about the gift of God and grace is the gift of righteousness and restoration. Well, gift and pay, two completely different concepts. What we've received from the Lord is not pay. Our forgiveness of sin, our righteousness, our cleansing, our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, none of that is pay for anything we earned. Right? It's a free gift. Right? We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. But the wages of sin, the what? Wages, the pay of sin is death. Pay or wages is something you deserve. Right? You worked for it. Right? So you earn it. You deserve it. I mean, if you worked hard all week at the job and they come give you a check and say, we want to give you this gift. Huh? Out of the goodness of our hearts, we want to give you this free gift. Just because we're gracious. What do you think? No, I worked for that. Right? It's not a gift. You earned it. You deserve it. Right? You put in the time. You deserve it. Well, he said, when you put in the sin, you deserve it. Amen. Death. So they knew that. And they felt that. And that's why they were scared. And that's why they ran and hid. Because they knew they are guilty. And they knew they deserve punishment. And so that creates fear. Fear. Fear of death. Fear of destruction. Fear of punishment. But now, this is so important. I know I'm being redundant about it, but it's so important. Why would you be afraid of the punishment? Because you're guilty. Right? Before this, they were not guilty of anything. Right? Before this, they hadn't sinned. So because they hadn't sinned, they didn't believe they're guilty of any punishment, any death. So they just walk right out before the Lord with no clothes, no shame, no guilt, no sense of inferiority, no sense of when God raised his hand, did they go, watch out. Oh, are you sure I ought to be here with God? He's holy. That never crossed their mind. You'll see this in little ones, little small children. Now, they have to be pretty small. But who've not begun to discern between right and wrong or good and evil, they'll just blare right in the middle of something. They don't have a question, do I deserve to be here? Do I deserve this popsicle? You never see a little one like that going, oh, I'm so unworthy. I'm not worthy of a cupcake. No. I'm so unworthy. Oh, no. They just step right up and appropriate. Right? Now, the least bit of sense of inferiority. Why? Because that's how we're all supposed to be. And Jesus said, of such, little children like that, of such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Kingdom of God is like that. And that's how Adam and Eve were in the beginning. Never crossed their mind that they didn't have a right to be in the garden. Never crossed their mind that they didn't have a right to be in the full, perfect presence of the Almighty. And just speak up and say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do. I mean, completely unhindered, unfettered, no fear at all. None. No fear. But it all changed when they sinned. Now what happens? Guilt, condemnation, and fear. He said, I was afraid. I was afraid because I was naked. And the Lord said, who told you you were naked? I didn't tell you you were naked. Who told you you were naked? Keep reading. He said, verse 11, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the story goes on. The answer is yes. I won't get into all that today, but yes. And that's why they were afraid. This is where fear began that we have record of in man. This is the source of it, the failure and the sin. Is this from God? Was this God's perfect will? Then should we have fear in us? I have heard preachers preach that a little fear is good. Preachers preach from the pulpit that a little fear is good. You see parents all the time instilling fear into their children. Don't you go out in the road. I mean, you'll get killed. Try to make them afraid of a car. Make them afraid of an animal. Make them afraid. And it starts when you're very young. The devil is on the job. He's trying to get fear into little ones. And I said, well, what do? You don't tell them it's okay. No, you don't. But you must watch how you do it. There must not be any fear in what you're doing. None. I have respect for what a big rattlesnake can do. Right? I don't have one for a pet. And I don't play with snakes. But I do not have a fear of snakes. Did you hear me? I have a respect for what several tons of airplane and thousands of pounds of thrust and thunderstorms can do. Did you hear me? But I do not have a fear of flying. There's a huge difference. I said there's a huge difference. And we must teach our children properly. Show them what these things can do. But then that there's no reason to be afraid. Because God's with you. Your angels are with you. Right? And if we'll be led by the Spirit and stay in faith, He will keep us. He'll protect us. Right? No fear. No fear. No fear. Because we're going to get into later on, the Bible says your fears will come on you. Fear is a perverted form of faith. When you yield to fear, you're actually believing for that bad thing to happen to you. We must not do this. We must not open the doors to the devil and invite him to do things in our life. That's why we must be fear free. You know, it's sad. You can see out on the road, teenagers and girls and boys just beginning to drive. They have no respect, many of them, for what thousands of pounds of vehicle at 80 miles an hour can do. They have no concept. So much of it's ignorance. And it's because they weren't taught. They're not taught. We must teach our children the responsibilities. We must teach what this is. This is not just a toy. Look at what this is. Come to appreciate it. Come to respect it. Come to understand it, but never, ever fear it. Does that make sense, friends? Never, ever fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Source of Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803A. That's R803A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.